Ella Langley setting records with Choosin' Texas and a huge single, obviously. And apparently, it was all inspired by a pet kangaroo.
She was riding dirt roads, had a dog in the back and a kangaroo in the passenger seat.
And she's talking about
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was riding dirt roads, had a dog in the back and a kangaroo in the passenger seat. Somehow talked her way out of this ticket, and the lady cop was like, "Can I play with your kangaroo?" And I was like, "You know, she's from Texas, I can tell. It's probably because she had Texas plates on the back of her car." So as soon as I said that, the melody to my head just, "She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's just stepping around the room." And Miranda was walking right behind me and said, "Like the girl he went home with, one he picked." And we just went right into the porch outside and wrote it within an hour. I'll never forget us getting the line, "He always loved Amarillo by morning." Never forget her saying that. Yeah. And we both went, "I should have taken that as a warning." It was just one of those kismet things, you know?
So
it's crazy.
Miranda Lambert co-wrote it,
Co-wrote it.
I didn't know that.
And the sheer talent.
Yeah.
Just hearing her belt it out right then and there, you know, that's why the song's been number one for so long.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Katie, she comes across, her talking voice is like kind of like Miley Cyrus, kind of masculine.
It is deeper.
And then you hear her sing, it doesn't sound like that at all.
Mm-mm.
Like,
I
yeah,
love
this is a weird kangaroo
is that
in the car.
Song talking about a guy that she wanted the guy, but he's decided not to go with it because he's staying in Texas? Or is it just about, no, he'd rather be in Texas?
I think the idea is that he's choosing a woman from Texas that he loves over her.
Over her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she could see that they've got a spark and that she's not the one.
Okay, it's nothing to do with the state itself.
I mean, the woman's from Texas.
Right, but it's not like he chose Texas over where she's living.
I mean, she's basically saying he's choosing Texas over Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she's Texas.
She's Tennessee and the other girl's Texas.
Yeah.
Got you.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, "So wait, is it the national anthem for Texas?"
Dudes
don't listen to the lyrics for the most part.
That one I try to listen, and I thought that it was over a girl that maybe was from Texas, but somebody told me, no, it's just because he didn't want to leave the state of Texas. I'm like, huh. Okay.
Well, the woman makes him not want to. The woman in Texas makes him want to. You're choosing Texas.
Yeah, but is it Texas just because she's from Texas and she could be living in the same town? There you go, Matt. What do you think about that?
I think it's about a woman.
She talks about, hold on.
Yeah.
She's talking about a woman from Texas. She's from Texas.
And she's from Tennessee, right?
I put her right back into her arms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that happens sometimes. You know, somebody starts dating again, and then it's like you meet somebody, and you're like, they're not what I had, and they go right back to their ex. I've never done that.
I mean, unless she's...
Never. Not once, not twice, not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, possibly 12 times. Never done that.
Never. No.
Be ridiculous. So
I mean, the only way I can see that different is if she's referring to Texas as a woman. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what she's singing, then I see Jason's point. But I think she's definitely singing about a female.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is, it's like, oh, that's the girl from Texas, and she could be living in the same area. That the question was, I didn't know if that meant, no, because she's living in Texas.
Well, also, Miranda Lambert, she kind of, Ella Langley confirms it when she says that Miranda Lambert in the background was like, oh, yeah, like the woman he chose.
Yeah.
She kind of confirms it. You know?
Confirms what?
That it's about a woman.
I get the about a woman, but the woman that lives in Texas, or she's just from Texas and lives in the same area.
I kind of want to throw myself off a building.
I don't know where the woman's from.
I don't know that matters.
But I know she's living in Texas.
Does she pay taxes in Texas?
Is she a homeowner?
Where is she on property?
I mean, she's just visiting. Has she been there for a year?
Where is she voting? That's what I care about.
Yeah. Is she
red or blue? Red or blue?
He's like, I only need to know if I'm going to like the song based on her voting record.
And the thing is, the song doesn't work with other states.
It doesn't.
Can't be choosing Rhode Island.
No, too long. Not catchy.
Choosing North Carolina doesn't work. Unless you say choosing Carolina.
You could say Kansas, but who wants to sing about that?
No.
Choosing Kansas.
Choosing Kansas. Can you do choosing Carolina? Carolina's too long. It's got to be Texas. Yeah. It's got to be Kansas.
Choosing Maryland doesn't work.
Florida?
Choosing Florida. That could. Choosing Florida.
Choosing.
But it would not be two-stepping. It'd be like gator wrestling or something. Yeah. Something.
We should do one for different areas.
Choosing? No, and yeah, Carolina can't just doesn't even.
Choosing Connecticut, Massachusetts doesn't
choosing
work.
Choosing Georgia.
Oh. Choosing Georgia works. Georgia. I like that.
Yep, Georgia.
Choosing California to pay high taxes.
No. She had purple hair, I could tell.
Georgia does work.
Georgia works, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, but yeah, 19 straight weeks plus, 19 plus weeks, she's tied and broken the record for Billboard Hot 100, Choosing Texas. Again, this is how it came to be.
She was riding dirt roads, had a dog in the back, and a kangaroo in the passenger seat. Somehow talked her way out of this ticket, and the lady cop was like, can I play with your kangaroo? And I was like, you know, she's from Texas, I can tell. It's probably because she had Texas plates on the back of her car. So as soon as I said that, the melody to my head just, she's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's just stepping around the room. And Miranda was walking right behind me and said, like the girl he went home with, one he picked. Mm-hmm. And we just went right into the porch outside and wrote it within an hour. I'll never forget us getting the line. He always loved Amarillo by morning. Never forget her saying that. And we both went, I should have taken that as a warning. It was just one of those kismet things, you know? It's crazy.
Is it kismet?
Kismet. Kismet. Like chance meeting. Kismet. Like, okay. It's kismet. Like,
oh, no,
it
like
meant
cosmic
to be. Okay. Like, kind of. Like, it's,
I thought
yeah
it was her
like divine intervention.
Yeah, yeah. Kismet.
But she meant
kismet.
Cosmic. Kismet.
You know, I have been to a real life honky tonk in Texas, and it was magical.
Really?
Remember the older gentleman? Now, when I say older, I mean it. he was older.
Yeah.
It's probably like in his 70s. But anyway. Yeah. He took me right onto the dance floor, and it was all I wanted on my trip.
When you visited Austin?
When I went to Austin, Texas. Yeah, we went to a honky-tonk.
Although Austin.
White Horse, maybe.
Austin's a little bit more.
Well, yeah, but this was like a real deal. And he just grabbed me and took me for a dance, and I didn't have to do anything. He just led, and it was so good.
Nashville, you went two-stepping around the room.
I did. Yeah. Go two-stepping around the room. And then I got the spins, and I was like, it's time to go on.
I've had a lot of weed. I mean,
and then I walked around Austin with no shoes on. So I was like, that's when you know it's time to go home.
She's from the trailer park, I can tell. Right. Jason, what were you going to say? Oh, Nashville has honky-tonks, right?
Yeah, I've been to a honky-tonk in Nashville.
You have?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a big difference between the honky-tonks in Nashville or Texas. I have a hard understanding, like, if you're in the South, and you're in, let's say, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, or Nashville, is it different than Texas? Like, Texas accents are different, even though everybody kind of likes the ruralness or the country vibe?
Yeah, I think it's all kind of the,
well, they have
the same
accent,
vibe.
Right?
But yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
I think depends Texans on the.
I think people
depends
in the Northeast, depending on where you're from, have different accents.
That is true. I think Texas is
a Texas
very
accent
different accent than.
I think so.
They're more Western sometimes. Sometimes, depends. Mm-hmm. Depends. I think if you're like a cowboy type, yeah, maybe it's a little different. I mean, I lived in San Antonio growing up, but I don't remember, you know.
You go to Montana.
I mean, for 1 year.
They sound different, but they're like still, they're, you know.
Like Yellowstone-ish.
Yeah.
So basically, if you just live
like
in
this
any area that you like cowboy or land or farms with animals on it, you just automatically have a southern type twang accent.
Yeah, you have to apply.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to send an audition tape before they'll give you the farm.
And I know that you are dreaming of having a farm one day, but that does not mean it comes with the accent.
What about Tennessee? Because
Jason, you should get Babbel for southern accents.
Yes, you should.
Maybe. I mean, think about it. Pigeon Forge. I'm in Pigeon Forge, and I like Gatlinburg. Is that the same thing as Texas? Like, yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't even know what that accent is.
I think you just made
it
up.
I like it, though.
They have an accent in Tennessee, for sure.